Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Well, good morning, friends and neighbors. It's Thursday, and we're headed square into another weekend. Man, time just starts flying, does it? When you get close to Christmas, it just it's like being on a sled, isn't it? Going down a hill when you were a kid. Just speeds up the closer you get. I hope you're getting your Christmas shopping done, and I hope you are shopping Marion first. A lot of stuff in this week's Crittenden Press. I'll hit some highlights for you today, and then we're going to visit with Corey Kreider, who is producing an event at Foes Hall this weekend, along with Community Arts Foundation. We'll get a full view of that. First of all, Crittenden County Fiscal Court met in special session on Tuesday afternoon, and the magistrates voted to pay November's bills for the jail. If you remember, back in November, the county said there wasn't enough money in the jail's cash, in the till, so to speak. Their cash flow had been way down. Some of the payments that had been due during the government shutdown from the federal government had not been paid, and kind of set them back. So the jail only had $133 in its bank account and more than $95,000 in bills. So the fiscal court had at the time, back in November, said that it would not pay all of those bills. They would pay the necessary ones during November and then see what happened if they got some of that money to come in. And indeed, that money came in. $90,000 was received over the last few days from the Kentucky Department of Corrections, which provided enough money to pay the balance of what outstanding bills remain for November, and that's $76,000. However, that doesn't get the jail out of the woods, so to speak. There's still a problem coming up to meet payroll here in early December. The first payroll is due on December 17th. There's not enough money in the account. So I'd look for the fiscal court, based on what they said at the meeting, to try to transfer some money in from their budgeted transfer. So they've got $24,000 left in the county fund that can be moved over to the jail that they had set aside for that this fiscal year, which halfway through, not even halfway through the fiscal year, and almost all that's gone. So they got $24,000 left there. They put that in, it's still not enough. So Judge Newcomb said there probably would be some consideration to take about $50,000 out of the county's road department. Not sure exactly where that will come from. I'll be following up on that and finding out more information, but still not good news on the jail front right now. In other news around the community, Crittenden County received some new funding for bridges, and that will fund a bridge out on replacement of a bridge, I should say, out on Copperas Springs Road, and another on Nun Switch Road. And of course, most of you know we already have a couple of bridges out, actually three, two state bridges and one county bridge. The county's bridge that's currently out is on Mexico Road, there near Riders Views intersection, and then the bridge across Caney Creek in Glendale, out in the Glendale Church area, and the one down near Dam 50 on the highway between Dam 50 and Kentucky 91 is still out. And based on what I'm hearing, those bridges were supposed to be done in the middle of December, or perhaps late December, and here we are in the middle of December. And I'm based on individuals who've been down there and taken a look, say it doesn't look like they're going to be done by the end of the year, with the holidays coming on, interrupting the workflow as well. So we'll see. I'm kind of waiting on some confirmation on when those bridges will be open and available for crossing. I know the Dam 50 road has been a problem throughout the summer. Right now, maybe not so much because campers and folks who enjoy the park really missed out for a full summer. Also in this week's Crittenden Press, Marion Police Department has some new ballistic gear. You need to check that out. They're real proud of it. Got a grant for it. Upcoming meetings next week, Marion City Council meets at Monday at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The Fredonia City Council will meet Monday at 7 p.m. down at City Hall, of course, in Fredonia. The Marion Crittenden County 911 Board will meet Monday, December 15th at City Hall. And Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission is set to meet on Tuesday morning, December 16th, that's next week, at 8:30. But it's my understanding that it doesn't look like they're going to get a quorum. Not sure at this point whether they will be able to meet. If not, they'll meet again in January. That board is looking at purchasing about a $50,000 digital sign to go on Main Street down at the Farmers Market. There may be some opposition to that. It sounds like that the Armory, the recreational center there that the county operates, is in need of money right now to keep it open and going. So I think there's some talk about maybe putting that digital sign on the shelf for now at least, and transferring some money over to keep that Armory open, which is used for a lot of, baseball and softball, cheerleading, archery, pickleball. A lot of things go on out there, and so I know there's a lot of tension in the air, so to speak, right now. Whether they can keep that thing open. Back to the meeting. Salem City Council meets Tuesday at 5 p.m., and then next week the Fiscal Court meets on Thursday morning at 8:30. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, I'll give you a little dose of sports here, and then we'll get to Corey Kreider talking about that event coming up this weekend at Foes Hall. It's going to be a great event. And sports has been a lot of ups and some unfortunate downs as well for folks around Crittenden County sports. Of course, the Lady Rockets are rocking and rolling. Two big wins over the past week on Tuesday night. Crittenden County played McCracken County for the first time in history and beat the Lady Mustangs out at Rocket Arena, 56-49. It was a very closely contested ball game the whole way, and Crittenden County was led by Andrea Federico. She had 13 points. Anna Boone had 12, and Jordan Hodge had 11. Of course, the Lady Rockets were coming off of another big win over at Breckenridge County. I told you about earlier in the week. Breckenridge County was number one over in the third region, and Crittenden County beat them by 4 over at their place. That's a long way from Marion, too. And then turns around and comes home and beats another really solid program, McCracken County, who is ranked number 3 down in the first region. So, save that narrow loss the Lady Rockets had at Marshall County, they are undefeated other than that one. So right now the Lady Rockets sit at 3-1. However, the Rocket basketball team continues to struggle. Of course, coming off of a winless season last year, they're 4 games into it here in 25-26 season, and so far the Rockets haven't been able to come up with a win. They lost at home on Tuesday night to Union County. It was just a blowout from the jump. Union County ran out to 23-0 lead, just dropping 3 pointers, and then just their athleticism just really took over the game from the outset. So tough start for the Rocket basketball team. Now, both the girls and the boys will be down at Livingston Central to open district play tomorrow night on Friday. Tip-off for the girls, 6 p.m. The boys will play right after that. And then Crittenden County will go back to playing the really tough teams. Not that Livingston Central won't be tough. All these district games can be a challenge, but they'll be down at Paducah on Saturday to take on the number one team in the first region, and that's Callaway County Lady Lakers. That will be at the Mustang Classic tournament down in Paducah. The 8th grade basketball tournament will be played over in Berna. Starting on Thursday night, tonight, the Crittenden County plays Trigg County, and then that's the girls' game, and then the boys will get a bye in the first round and not play until Saturday morning at 10:30, and they will face Lyon County. Of course, if the girls win, they'll move on to Saturday morning play as well. In football, the All-West Kentucky Conference selections were announced. This week, Caden Howard, who was the player of the year in the district, obviously is on the All-West Kentucky team. So is Quinn Summers, the quarterback of the Rockets. Lineman Keegan Pearson. Lineman Gary Hall. Linebacker Braden Poindexter. Lineman Braden Brandsassy. Running back and defensive back Trey Taylor. A receiver and defensive back Dakota Sosh. Another linebacker, Joel Bumpus, and defensive back and receiver, Eli Lavelle. Those are your Crittenden County selections for all WKC this year. Now we're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back and hear from Corey Kreider.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469. Or visit mileslpgas.com.
Man, if you hadn't got your gas by now, you better get it. It's going to be an iceberg this weekend. Temps down near the single digits from what I'm hearing. And if the wind keeps blowing like it has been, pretty frigid conditions. So call Miles LP down Salem, get your tank filled up. We're going to hear now from Corey Kreider. Visited with him about this big event called Lessons and Carols coming up this weekend at Foz Hall. This is going to be a big time event, folks. You know, get out there. Just an offering is all they're taking up. No admission. You give what's on your heart. And I think there'll be a lot on your heart. Your heart will be full after you've gone to this. Because what a lineup! It sounds great. Here's Corey Kreider. So I have with me this morning Corey Kreider. Of course, he's a local entertainer, has his own studio here, and he's got his hands and elbows into everything musical in Crittenden County. And, you know, Corey,
that's for sure.
Yeah, just the cultural events and the entertainment that you and the Community Arts Foundation together are providing in Marion is just it's just remarkable for a little town. Like Marion, Kentucky. I mean, we do such a good job at things like that. So tell us about, you've got this Lessons and Carols coming up this weekend. It starts on, Saturday?
That's right. Saturday, December 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Foz Hall. And then the next day, we're going to do a matinee performance at 2:30 on Sunday, the 14th. And, we're very excited because the Community Arts Foundation came to me about a year ago when we so successfully revived the Living Christmas Tree tradition. And the idea that they had was to do a rotation of Christmas events so that there would be sort of a right there in the mid-December time, they were going to do something every year, but they wanted ideas on doing like a four-year rotation. Yeah. And so the plans that we came up with, maybe I'm not at liberty to reveal the C year and the D year, yeah, but I can definitely tell you that the A year is now planning to be the Living Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. So I guess every general election year or summer Olympic year, you can look forward to the Living Christmas Tree coming back to Foz Hall. Mm-hmm. But the B year, they asked me for an idea, and I was like, you know what we never have here in Marion, Kentucky is a Lessons and Carols service. And they said, what on earth is a Lessons and Carols service? So
enlighten us.
The great thing, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just enlighten us. We want to know. Yeah.
Wonderful. So I had the privilege of being able to sing in a lot of different church traditions in my career. When I was in grad school especially, I sang a whole lot at an Episcopal church in Paris, Kentucky. And so I sort of got familiar with, you know, and that comes from the Anglican Church in England, and I got familiar with some of their traditions. Well, come to find out, back in 1871, this Anglican minister, who ended up being the Archbishop of Canterbury by the end of his career, which is the highest position in the Anglican Church, was looking at ancient, was looking at writings and seeing that the ancient church had a tradition of meeting during Advent for a time where they would focus in on reading and meditating on all of the messianic prophecies from the Old and New Testaments about the first and the second comings of the Messiah. And he wanted to put his own English, at that time modern, modern for him, spin on that service. And so what he did is he started forming an order to a service that had nine readings from those prophetic sections of scripture, followed by English choral music of his time to reflect on those and tie everything together into this beautiful, meaningful Christmas time Advent service. So in the spirit of that, what we're doing here in Marion is taking Edward Benson's idea from 1871, and we're going to put our own Marion, Kentucky 2025 modern spin on this timeless tradition. And instead of just having all choral music, which we are going to have some, the community choir is going to sing, there's going to be a children's choir singing, we're going to feature a panoply of genres with a bunch of familiar faces from the community. We're going to have Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass doing a bluegrass Christmas tune that pairs with one of the lessons. We're going to have Lacey Duncan, Cade Kreider, Michelle Kreider, Adam Guess, Hannah Peak, lots of featured soloists. We're going to have the Methodist, Marian Methodist handbell choir doing one of the pieces. We're bringing in a horn line from Murray State to play on this really Motown-style Christmas piece that we're going to be doing. And we have nine familiar faces from our community who are great orators, great public speakers, who are going to be reading the scriptures that tee up each one of these musical offerings. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really, it's going to be a unique service that a lot of people aren't aware of. I don't want people to get scared off about the name Lessons and carols. It sounds like we're going to school. Yeah. Oh, no. It's just a really compelling, almost theatrical, dramatic reading of certain sections of scripture, all dovetailed into beautiful music that comments and reflects on that scripture.
Yeah, that sounds like a great event that a lot of people will want to come to. And
absolutely.
Is this so do people need to get tickets for this? How does it work?
It is definitely free admission. I'm sorry, I'm going to drop the ball a little bit on knowing if you're supposed to go online somewhere to get a ticket, but I think that it's free admission, and for sure, just if you just come on those nights, I'm sure we'll be able to get people in. But I'm hoping that the community will come out and support this, because it really is turning out to be, I can say with confidence, of all the things I've been doing here since I've been home, this one seems to be gelling earlier and more cohesively than a lot of things that we've been doing. I think people are going to really be surprised at how wonderful it is. They can come and celebrate a lot of these names. They know their talent, and they know the kind of work that they put in on performing. I think they're going to be tickled to death, and it really has the potential to be the holiday season event in our town.
Yeah, it sounds great, and we can't reveal now what C and D are, right? You've got my.
I don't feel at liberty because I'm a hired hand to the Community Arts Foundation. It's not my prerogative to tell, but they're going to be also equally compelling.
Yeah, that I'll have to snoop around. That, you know, that's my job. My job's
been that's your job. Yeah, around. You get to sleuth it out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've got my antenna up on that now. So, Greg, sounds like a wonderful time. Folks can just show up for these events. We'll have more information in the Crittenden Press this week. You can pick up your paper and get all the details on it. So thanks, Corey Crowd. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Thank you, Chris, always.
And if you want to know everything going on in your community and in neighboring communities this holiday season, we have a full calendar of Christmas events that's on page 4 of your Crittenden Press this week. Grab one. They're out on newsstands now. This has been Chris Evans reporting for your Crittenden Press, your hometown community newspaper. Thank you for joining this morning's program.